This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Technically speaking, we are one-third of the way through the month of December. How about that, Jennifer? December 10th is upon us, Monday. The DJV program, Jennifer Horn, is here on air with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer will take over, however, right now to enthrall us with what's going on, who's alive, who's dead, what happened over the weekend, what do we need to be thinking about, Jennifer? It's all yours.
Well, I think there's just a lot of stories, the palace intrigue stories, that's kind of like a revolving door over the last several days. So the biggest stories are probably who's in and who is out. Well, we could start at the top on Friday morning. So just a few days ago, President Trump made the announcement that Heather Nauert would be his pick to replace Nikki Haley as the U.N. ambassador for the United States.
What's her story? Where's her
story? She was a journalist. She worked for ABC, then she worked for Fox News, and for the last 2 years, she's been a press secretary for Mike Pompeo at the State Department. And I guess they've been giving her more and more responsibility. They've been giving her more tasks to see how she would do with more responsibility. She's just taking, I guess, making waves over there. She's impressing a lot of people. President Trump, at the same time, also said that he would actually downgrade this post. So right now, the UN ambassador is part of the cabinet. It's a cabinet position. Mm-hmm. And the White House said that officially it would downgrade the diplomatic post to a non-cabinet position. So,
Is that a good idea?
Well, I don't know, actually. I guess. I don't know that the United Nations is as important as it used to be, as far as how we prioritize it. So, yeah, I guess probably it's fine. It's a non-cabinet position. It's still important. I think Heather Nauert will do a good job. Not only does she know exactly where we are with every world leader in every country, because she is the press secretary for the last 2 years, she's been doing this at the State Department, so there's no on-the-job training. But with her journalist's background, she's also very well-spoken and can present an argument, I think, probably just as well as Nikki Haley did, and she impressed a lot of people. So, so
Nikki
that's
Haley running
there.
For president? Nikki
probably.
Haley is,
But I don't think until
Trump's friend.
Oh, no, I think she's already come out and said she'd do everything to vote for him in 2020, but I definitely think in 2024 she might be looking at it. The next pick is William Barr, and this one's sort of inspired because Trump's been getting a lot of heat for firing Jeff Sessions and for bringing in someone in the interim who was working right under Jeff Sessions. Matt Whitaker is his name. A lot of Democrats, a lot of critics of the president have said that this isn't legal and you have to have someone that's been confirmed for the position to be sitting there. So obviously it's legal if it's an interim position. So he's not keeping Matt Whitaker. We now know that. On Friday, Matt Whitaker is not the permanent choice. The permanent choice is a guy named William Barr. And the reason I think this is kind of inspired is that William Barr was the attorney general under George H.W. Bush. And for the last week and a half, we have spent a lot of time as a country praising and glorifying the presidency of George H.W. Bush. And so there shouldn't be a lot of pushback from people on either Democrats or Republicans who have spent a lot of time over the last week saying, gosh, remember how good the days used to be when he was president. So this is the attorney general that served under George H.W. Bush, and Trump has tapped him once again to serve as attorney general. He obviously still needs confirmation, just like Heather Nauert. So those two things will be coming. And then finally, if you can believe it, John Kelly, who was the chief of staff for the president for the last almost, about a year and a half or so, who was said to bring some order to the White House, is now out. And some sources around the president said that it would be Nick Ayers, who is Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, that would be replacing him. Now good we know move, that Nick Ayers. Well, I think Nick Ayers was a good choice, but Nick Ayers just made an announcement over the weekend that he's leaving the White House. So the scuttlebutt there is that there was a disagreement over how long the guarantee would be that he would be chief of staff. I don't know if he wanted less time or more time, but I guess somebody wanted him to commit for 2 years, and I don't know that he was ready to do that. So now I guess the search is on for a new chief of staff for President Trump.
And for Mike Pence.
Pence needs a new one too, right?
And Mike Pence, right. Yeah. Everybody needs a chief of staff.
Okay, so
they should have like an agency, like to adopt a dog. You should have a chief of staff agency.
Adopt a White House pet,
yeah,
if you will.
A COS.
So where the two of them, I heard yesterday the two of them were not talking. That is Kelly and Trump. They'd stopped talking even.
That was the rumor on Friday that, and various sources have said Trump stops talking to Kelly, and various sources have said that Kelly has stopped talking to Trump. In any case, obviously, they're not talking to each other.
Talking to each other. Yes.
Right.
All right, so now the $64,000 question, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, is what happens if Michael Bloomberg gets more serious about running for the presidency, which apparently is you get pretty serious when you have a business that's valued at about $14, $15, $16 billion, and you put it on the market, which is what Bloomberg did last week, which started rumors or speculation. Hey, Bloomberg's going to run for the presidency in 2020. It's about the right time for him to do it. And he didn't say, no, I'm not going to run for the presidency. He didn't say anything. So what does that do for those of you who like to be either speculators or conspiratorialists or people who just think, oh, this is another good thing to throw into the mix. We can have even more to talk about. Ladies?
I think he's running. I think he's running. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are going to start to say they're running in January. It's going to be like an onslaught. So enjoy the holidays because January 1st, I think you're going to see a lot of people. And I can't remember the
win?
Congressman. Well, I think, I don't know. I think right now the presidency is Trump's to lose. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But of the candidates that I've heard of, I think Joe Biden has... probably the ones that concern me most as a Trump supporter are either Bloomberg or Biden. And
really?
Bloomberg, well, I think Biden people know, and I think he's very likable. I don't think any of the new class is all that likable to people in the middle of the country. And so I think Biden still has a story to tell, but there's a lot to attach to Biden as well. I mean, the reason for Trump is because of Obama and Biden, I mean, and other factors, but I think you could attach a lot to him. But with Bloomberg... and maybe I think it's because I'm from California and I live in Los Angeles. I'm not sure of his downfalls or his weak spots, but I think on paper, what scares me about him is that he matches up with Trump very nicely. He's a businessman. I think people associate him with business and not politics, even though he served as mayor for 3 terms in New York. And I think that is something attractive. I think people are tired of politicians. And so I think he sells himself as being someone who's not like that. And so when you run someone, I think the scariest thing that you can do is be another version of the person who's already there. And if he can do it with a little more grace and charm, probably, then yeah, he concerns me.
Yeah. Okay. All right, ladies, both of you have been quiet. Victoria, Kara, any thoughts as we move on into the rest of the world on Monday, the 10th of December, with regard to all of these things? Jennifer's done a great job in the last few minutes of summarizing what seems to be, I think I might have put the summary about the same way, having gleaned a lot of this stuff over the weekend. I'm also at the moment in the who cares mood or mode when it comes to the changing faces, rolling the dice there, becoming immune to, and I know this is anathema to a lot of people who are Trump supporters or supporters of anybody else. Trump is a strong force to be reckoned with, no question about that. Trump has done some very good things. Trump has done, in my opinion, some very bad things. He hasn't done what he said he was going to do. He's ruining the American family farm, I will tell you that. He and his ilk, his crowd, even though, once again, in the midterms, the farmers supported the candidates that were supported by Trump, there is so much in this China deal that screws the family farmer, screws agriculture in general. The NAFTA thing whether that's, well, it's gone, whatever they call the new agreement between Canada and Mexico, whether that's a good thing or not remains to be seen. There's some good things in it, but all in all, there will be the average, the last month there were 400 family farms went bankrupt and closed in this country. We can't feed ourselves this way. Somebody's got to wake up to the failed policies, not only of Trump, but Obama and Bush before him. The last president that really was good for farming in America was Clinton. Bush was a nightmare, disaster.
What did Clinton do, though, that was good about it? Because I think maybe that's what we need to talk about. You know, did he do that was helpful that maybe we can, you know, bring up into the public eye and say, hey, look, this is what he did and it worked. Maybe let's try it again. Because I know a lot of people feel frustrated.
Well, I think the support in general for the farming way of life, because he came from a farm state, and let's think about, although...
Right, that's true.
When you look at Jimmy Carter was the same way, came from a farm state. Bush came from Texas, but he managed to screw up agriculture in Texas pretty well when he was governor and just carried on those policies because it was all about political support. And Obama, he didn't know anything about farming. He didn't have anybody around him that knew anything about farming. Trump comes from a farm state, i.e. New York, but he's a New York City guy, and the marginal line is north up in, you know, like Saugerties. Draw a line there. North of there is one place, and south of there is another place.
Totally different. And going back to the Bloomberg thing, you know, Bloomberg is such a city guy, too. I don't know. Yeah. I think he's smart enough, though, that he would get some real experts who would really know what to do. But,
yes,
as far as city people go, I hate to admit this as a New Yorker, but it's so out of the realm of our scope of awareness. And all of upstate New York is just another state to New York, to New York City people. It really is. There's literally nothing in common.
And you know what? It's kind of like California, in a sense, Jennifer. California is not one state. California is two or three states.
Three states, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And there are many, well, I don't know if there are many others. Would Florida be considered like that? Nah, I guess not.
I'll tell you this much, though. When we talked about it last week, if Trump wants to win re-election, he can't lose the farmers. Everybody is constantly worried about, well, he needs to stop tweeting. He needs to do all this. No. The only thing he needs to do is make sure he doesn't lose farmers because they were Democrats, like my Uncle George, who I love so much, lifelong Democrats, Obama Democrats, who felt disenfranchised by Obama. And so they heard something good with Trump and voted for him. And my uncle is like now at the point where he's kind of on the fence about what Trump's been doing as far as what impacts his business.
Yeah,
so I think it's a really, it would be a huge win or loss. I mean, when we're talking about 2020, you have to talk about who appeals to Pennsylvania, to Michigan, to Wisconsin, Ohio, and to Florida.
All farm states.
And the question is, does Michael Bloomberg do that? And the reason I say I don't know him well enough to tell you at this point, because on paper he scares me, is because I don't know how he tracks in those states.
Bloomberg is...
And he may isolate them because he's a New Yorker.
Yeah, well, the other side of it, he may be
a
New York City guy.
He's a problem solver, though,
He really is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, let's be honest. Let's be honest about what wins elections. It's chemistry. It's charisma.
Yeah.
He's got
lots of that.
Yeah.
And Trump doesn't have it. He has lots of it.
No, I think that's... See, I think that's where you're wrong.
Yeah.
The reason Trump beat Hillary Clinton is because he has a lot more charisma. Whether you like it or not,
Watch
him.
So, you're talking about...
Bloomberg would have had my vote all along.
Me too.
Trump and Hillary, Bloomberg easily would have had my vote. So it'll be very interesting if he jumps in the race because he's a solutions guy. I loved living in New York City when he was mayor. He really, he fast-tracks
people
things.
People say, he wanted to stop us drinking big drinks. Nonsense. 20 after the hour.
Technology Truth, brought to you by Geico.
Technology Truth.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1. Doug 2. Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome. 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at Geico.com.
Doug is super cool, ampersand underscore exclamation point, 1985.
Knew it.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again
with candy canes and silver.
Happy holidays! Gold. Yes, very appropriate. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Perry Como's version of... No, stop you laughing.
I'm laughing because you're saying the wrong words.
I know you are.
That's the Deppin version, Victoria.
Yeah, singing the right word.
I know.
Just singing it differently.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas is the number 23 song on the countdown, the Christmas countdown, the first of several which we will go through for now. And Christmas, which, by the way, if you look at your calendar, 3 weeks from today is Christmas. No, wait a minute. 2 weeks from today. Good God.
I want more time. Eve. I'm just getting into the season, too.
3 weeks from today is New Year's Eve. Christmas Eve is 2 weeks from tonight. All right. So anyway, we're going to, in each of our musical segments, have a few moments for one of those great Christmas tunes. Here's Perry.
Soon the bells will
and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
T.J. Lubinsky has a new My Music special with just the music of Perry Como, who was well known for his melodic entree into the pop music world in the 50s. He was a barber before. He was from Pennsylvania, and for some reason or other, he used to sing in his barber shop. And luck had it when somebody walked into his barber shop who was a musical person, and they heard him singing. They said, "Hey, why don't you come sing for this event or whatever it was?" And at that event, there was a sort of talent scout. And after that, I think he was 23, 24 years old when he got started, when people heard him, and he had a fabulous 30, 35 year career on television, movies, music. He was a very smooth guy. Very smooth guy. So that's the Perry Como story. And yes, it is beginning to look a lot and feel more like Christmas. Let's move on musically. 26 after the hour here on the DJV show with Jen, Victoria, Cara. The 61st Grammy Award nominations unveiled. female artists were well represented, except in the country world. Did I see something last week, Jennifer, there wasn't one woman in the country chart in any position? I think I saw that, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know, actually. I guess it's possible.
Last year, male artists not only dominated the nominations, but they also won the majority of categories. There was a hashtag, remember, Grammys So Male, that trended on Twitter. I know women were up for Record of the Year, which is one
so
of the most important.
We ask the question that's in there, like the white elephant in the room. Since we're talking about Christmas, we use the white elephant in the room.
Yes.
And so are female musicians doing better this year, or are the Grammys just very cognizant of it? And
all right, Cardi B has entered the race along with Brandi Carlile for The Joke, Lady Gaga for Shallow. So there's a start. Kendrick Lamar and Maren Morris are in there as well. Contenders for Album of the Year, Casey Musgraves for Golden Hour, Brandi Carlile for By the Way, I Will Forgive You, or I Do Forgive You. Let's see, who else is in this list? Beyonce's protege, Chloe X Halle. Is that who that is? I don't know who that is.
Chloe and Halle.
Yeah.
Oh.
An X is just an and.
Okay. R&B songstress H.E.R. Man, I'm out to
look. I don't know who that is.
The rest of this list,
this is up for Best New Artist. I don't know who that is.
And it's her. That's how you pronounce it.
Her.
Yes, this is her.
Right. It's her. Okay. All right. So is there anything
Dua
exciting
Lipa
in here?
I know is great. Margot Price is good. Bebe Rexha's big this year. So it's cool that there are a lot of women in the Best New Artist category.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
So that's the point of our focus here. Last year there was nothing. This year there's a pretty good list of women, so we wish them well on their way. The nominate. When is the show? February, right? January? When is this?
February 10th.
Yeah, okay. Good news. A lot of good news today. It's Monday, the 10th of December. Doug Steffen with the ladies here on the DJV program.
Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcome to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering. And right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering, and that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly for you, to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/15/18. See associate for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former FBI director is calling on voters to give President Trump's opponent, whoever it is in 2020, a landslide victory. James Comey speaking to an audience in New York City last night.
I can tell you that all of us should use every breath we have to make sure that the lying stops on January 20th, 2021.
However, Comey speaks against impeaching President Trump.
Because it would let the country off the hook. And it would drive into the fabric of our nation a third of the people believing there was a coup.
Four people have been killed and tens of thousands have no power as a huge winter storm with snow, ice, and freezing rain continues to impact the nation's southeast. The storm dumping about 18 inches of snow on parts of North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Just in time for the holiday season, Amazon announced the Best of Prime 2018, celebrating Prime members' favorites of the past year. The most popular product was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote among U.S. members. Justin Timberlake was the most streamed artist worldwide on Prime Music. And Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan starring John Krasinski, as well as Homecoming starring Julia Roberts, were the most binge shows on Prime Video. According to Amazon spokesperson Julie Law, fast delivery defined the year.
Throughout the past year, Prime members enjoyed ultra-fast delivery speeds, sometimes as quickly as 9 minutes with Prime Now. And around the world, Prime members ordered more than 2 billion products with one-day delivery or faster.
Best of Prime highlights how members in 17 countries enjoyed the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon. To see all of Prime members' favorites, visit amazon.com/bestofprime. And new members can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
The hour now. This is the DJV program with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're all back together again after a couple of weeks of mishmash here and there. I'm here, there, there. We're here. We're all here. Hail, hail, the gang is all here. Victoria's job now is to bring us into line with some other things that are happening that you'll probably want to know more about. I'm not probably. You will. I am absolutely sure you'll want to know more about what's on her mind.
Well, weather is on my mind because I'm seeing that in North Carolina there have been over 500 accidents due to the snow. And North Carolina is one of those states that, you know, doesn't necessarily get a ton of snow. Every once in a while they do. But this is a major snowstorm, and meteorologists have been watching this since last week. And this is affecting the western Piedmont area of North Carolina, southwest Virginia as well. Snowfall amounts up to 18 inches, some areas 24 inches. There have been hundreds of flights that were canceled, and unfortunately, one person has been killed. A tree fell on someone. There are huge wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour, and this is prompting lots of delays and school closings and things like that. So if you're out in North Carolina on the roads, be very, very careful. It's the images are just cars sliding all over the place, and the National Weather Service has issued all kinds of warnings for people to just stay off the road unless you absolutely need to be there. Because it's
all right, so Jennifer,
really dangerous.
Let's roll this over to California and get an update on the weather there because of the rain, the mudslides, and all of the other things that have been part and parcel of what we've been talking about here off and on for the past month. Things calmed down. I know my children said it's been a good deal of rain in L.A. County, and I know there's been a lot more up north as well. Is it all sort of settling? Is it all okay? What's the
status? The weekend was really beautiful, actually. The weekend it was, 66, 68 degrees, so it was really nice over the weekend and everything. The sun was out for the most part, a little bit of partly cloudy stuff, which allowed everything to dry out. But I'll tell you what, this storm, and it's a storm that's impacting the rest of the country right now. They even named it called Diego, that dumped rain on Southern California on Thursday. I had to drive from L.A. to Riverside that day, and it was a mess. I mean, it was really, really dumping buckets and a lot of standing water on the roadways. We had a lot of mudslides. PCH was closed because of that. So it created some pretty messy, intense conditions, especially in the burn areas for people. But everything seems to be okay, and I know that storm is marching its way across the country right now. So beware. Here it comes. Diego's not
for a change. Here in New England, the skies have been, since last week, clear. It's been cold. A hard time. I was on the tractor most of the weekend, and I'll tell you, it was cold. But the sky's clear. Things are drying out. You can do a lot of work if you have that. The ground is hard because it's frozen now. But we have temperatures scheduled for mid-30s for most of the week this week here, and only one day of possible rain. So there's a whole different system now that has changed our fate, at least for a while. So let's hold on to that thought, as we could certainly use a dry out here, even though it's about 10, 12, 14 degrees colder on the normal. The normal temperature here, daytime highs be in the 40s, 45 or so, and it's had a hard time getting above 35 for the past, since I got back from Peru, which was, last Thursday. Anyway,
there are... That's supposed to change this week, though, right? Because we're supposed to get a lot warmer. We're in the 40s and then even in the 50s by next weekend.
Yeah.
But this storm, Diego, it started in California and just hit all of the southern region, and the southeast region is just really bad.
Whack.
350 or some thousand people don't have power still. It's really bad.
Yeah. Class action lawsuit, Jennifer, alleging that PG&E is to blame for the fires, the campfire especially. This is the second big complaint against them. And this brings back into what we were talking about. I think we started talking about this a month or so ago, how they cut corners and put profits first. They didn't clean up. And the state law in California also makes the state complicit for all those structures that were destroyed, all those people who died. And so there's another lawsuit. The lawyers are going to have a field day with this. Only, though, if the state of California doesn't stay out of it, and the state of California apparently has said they are going to be in it, that is not let PG&E go bankrupt, even though their management is an outrage. So where do we go with all of this?
Well, not a lot of people are reporting about the state of California's role in all of this, but it's a mess. And PG&E has been responsible for not just this fire, which was the deadliest fire in California history, but for other fires as well. And what's happening is that the state of California, Jerry Brown, cut some sort of deal that said that there would be a cap on the amount of money that they would pay out if they were ever held responsible for a fire in California's future. And this was a few years ago, so this counts over the last several years. So what PG&E did is said, okay, well, it's going to cost us X amount of dollars to clean up and secure our infrastructure in all of our service areas. Or we can just hope that a fire doesn't happen, and if it does, we can pay this amount of money that's been capped by the state of California, and that amount of money was less than the amount of money it would have cost for them to actually do the right thing and prevent people from dying and losing their property. And so they went with the business method and picked what was the lower risk for them. Economically, and now a lot of people are dead, and a lot of people have no houses, and an entire town is wiped off the map. And so now we're going to have to deal with it, and the state of California needs to come to the table and admit openly what they did and take off this cap on PG&E and other electric companies, because that's what's going to continue to make this thing happen again.
Will they?
Your guess is as good as mine. You saw, you know, the reason why I think you didn't see Gavin Newsom, who's the incoming governor, and Jerry Brown fight President Trump so much when he said that the state of California could help prevent this is because they knew he was right. And instead, the media laughed at him and people on social media laughed at him. But it's because California stayed mum about it and didn't want to say, yep, he's right, we're at fault. But I think they didn't fight him that hard because they knew he was right. So Gavin Newsom has said he's vowed, as when he comes into office, to take this problem head on. We'll see. I mean, I'm going to give the guy a chance to deliver on a promise that he made, but I'm not hopeful. I mean, I'll see. I guess I'll wait and see. But we'll know in January whether or not it's a priority.
The state of California is officially requiring solar panels on every new homes, certain areas, certain neighborhoods. The Renewable Energy Housing Rule, first of its kind in the country. What do we expect? Mandating solar panels if the cost of the house is, I don't know, how are they coming up with
a ruling? It's just any new home in the state of California. Anything new that is built in the state of California will have to have solar. And I don't know. I mean, I understand solar technology, and I know a lot of people who love it. Jeff has solar and absolutely loves it. But what I think is hard and sort of oppressive is that the cost of housing in California is already amazingly off the charts. It's very expensive. Add to the price. Yeah, this just adds to the price of a home. And does it come out in the wash? Well, yeah, if you plan to stay in your house for 50 years, you're going to make your money back in the lack of water and power bills that you'll receive from the city. But what if you don't stay in your house for 50 years? What if this is a starter home and then you can't even get into it because it's another $50,000 tax on the price tag?
That's a different problem. I'm for people making choices. I'm supporting all sorts of solar. I'm building a new barn on the farm, and I'm going to have a 14-acre solar farm as part of what I'm doing there. Wind power, all of those things.
That's all great.
Convinced that we need to do something, and not like Chicken Little, but I think we need to do something that's constructive.
I think being told
we must, though. That's the damn problem with California.
And the thing you have to do that.
Come on.
Yeah, and the thing with solar in people's homes is that you can't take your solar with you. So I'd be all for it if it was
$50,000. If you sell the house, you got to pay it off.
You still own the solar. So that's what's happening with Jeff right now. We're trying to get into a home. He has solar on his house. He, I think, paid like $30,000 or $40,000 for the solar. So when he sells the home, he's still paying for the solar when we're in our new house, on the other house, and you can't take it with you. If they could come up with technology where you could take the solar with you, I'd be all for it. But you can't.
Yeah. All right, so there's something else to be considered. Today, speaking of considerations, Monday the 10th of December is Human Rights Day, observed every year on this day, the day the UN adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights back in 1948, same year, and sort of in concert with the beginning of the Israeli the country and its the whole situation with Israel. Human Rights Day, 70th anniversary of the UN Declaration of Human Rights, which is a document that proclaimed the inalienable rights which everybody is inherently entitled to as a human. Doesn't make any difference what race you are, what color you are, what religion you are, sex, language, all that other stuff. It's the most translated document in the world, available in 500 languages. Who knew there were 500 languages? But it is something that's good. I saw this movie Green Book over the weekend.
Oh, I want to see that.
Fabulous movie. This could be an Oscar for Viggo Mortensen, but also Maharishi Ali, or whatever, however you pronounce his name. He plays the pianist. It's a very, very likable. The whole thing is likable. The story is great. It's just another one of those movies. It's not shoot 'em up, bang, bang, beat 'em up. It's just a good story that has legs. I think it ought to do very
and
well.
And since we like the story, his name is Mahershala, so okay, we figured that out. So Mahershala. We can say Mahershala.
I like Maharishi better.
Anyway, Jennifer, what do we have going on in the world of television? I was thinking about the only comment I have about television is that they're all announcing the fall finale. When the hell did that start? Every show, it's fall finale, the big thing next week.
That's pretty common.
The season,
they take
the
time off during the holidays.
Yeah,
they take the time off during the holidays, and they'll be back usually, well, some in January, but others not till March. So that's when some of the mid-season replacements come on. So some of your shows will be back, but others you'll have to wait till they go into, because they start back in March, so they don't have any reruns up until May sweeps. Yeah. All right, but tonight on television, I got a new movie to tell you about, because the girls and I, we like Christmas movies. This one's called No Sleep Till Christmas. It's a Freeform original with Dave Annabelle and Odette Annabelle. So you can watch the real-life husband and wife take on the world in No Sleep Till Christmas. That's on Freeform at 9 o'clock. Ovation has Battle of the Nutcrackers, which is different stagings of the ballet that go back-to-back. That's on Ovation at 6. And let's talk about what's on the networks, because that's pretty good tonight. On ABC, Reba McEntire hosts the 9th annual CMA Country Music Christmas. It'll feature Tony Bennett, Dan and Shay, Brett Eldridge, and Amy Grant. That's at 8 o'clock on ABC, followed by The Great Christmas Light Fight. CBS is all new tonight. Is this
that's
going to
be good.
CBS all new tonight. The Neighborhood, Happy Together, Magnum P.I., and Bull all new on CBS. On the CW, Arrow is new at 8 o'clock, followed by DC Legends of Tomorrow. Fox is in reruns tonight, so you can skip over that. NBC has the top 8 performance in the semifinals on The Voice. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by Pentatonix, A Not So Silent Night. That's a Christmas special for you at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff on television, yeah. At least some of the good. There's good stuff on TV, but also some good movies around to check out as well. And great holiday entertainment. I was saying to the girls, I went to see Brian Wilson over the weekend in his Christmas show, and they do about, they go for almost 2 hours. It was almost 11 o'clock when we got out of there. And it was, they had a couple of that were new that sort of opened the show. But then the real stuff, the Beach Boys, the Christmas music of the Beach Boys, and then they cap it all off in the last 25 minutes with a run through of all the big hits. And it just.
That's cool.
It's just fabulous. It really is. They're a fabulous show. Speaking of things that are fabulous, I have been chomping at the bit because the lady's been telling you the story for the past couple of weeks while I was gone. But I want to tell you the story that is the gift for the season, as far as I'm concerned. These folks at Omaha Steaks came to me and said, hey, how about we tell this story? And I said, well, you know, meat and steaks and stuff, but you know what? This is not about me. It's about you. It's about what you like. Omaha Steaks have been around for 100 years, and this amazing offer just to DJV listeners is beyond, whenever I tell anybody, I'm serious. People say to me, what? What can we get for $49.99? Here's what you get. 4 hand-cut top sirloins, 2 premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks. It sounds like a partridge in a pear tree, right? On the 12 days of Christmas, you get 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs in the packages, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin. You get the point. 4 burgers. There are 4 burgers, and then there's 4 more burgers. Omaha Steaks, 5th-generation family-owned company. All this experience, all this beef, all of this, these master butchers who are the inspection for quality and standards always exceeded. Government says these guys are the best. I'm telling you, this is the best deal around. This is a package that's normally worth $195. Right now, $49.99. At OmahaSteaks.com, promo code DJV. You heard me right. $49.99 for all that. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code DJV.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
53 after the hour here on the DJB program. Time for our technology news, and the segment is always culled by Victoria Keelan, who knows what's going on the streets when it comes to tech talk. The FBI investigating fake anti-net neutrality comments. This sounds like a Russian thing. That was the theme of Madam Secretary last night. The Russians are coming. So who's doing what to whom here?
Well, that's a good question, and that's what the FBI is going to try to find out. They have been looking into the faked comments that were posted to the FCC's website during last year's public comment period when the FCC was going to roll back net neutrality, which they did. And so apparently there were 2.6 million comments that were left that are now under investigation. This dates back to May of 2017, and the FCC was inundated with tens of thousands of almost identical comments, and they were advocating for the removal of the protections. And actually, in real life, a study actually found that unique comments were overwhelmingly asking for the rules to be left in place, meaning most people in America wanted net neutrality. The FCC ignored that, and, you know, we know what happened. They reversed it. But now they're looking at all of these comments that are identical, but they have legitimate names and addresses, and that's where it gets a little scary. That means someone has a lot of emails and real names of people, and they were posting under the guise of those people. And so this is going to be kind of a mess to figure out. this reeks of some sort of bot-like attack. We don't know yet if this is the Russians. It could be. The Russians would obviously like to they like to disrupt, and they certainly like getting involved in our elections. This was a very big political issue, net neutrality, so I could understand why the Russians or the Chinese would want to get involved in this and stir up a lot of controversy. And so now the FBI is left to go through all of this and figure out who stole these people's identities and how to alert people to let them know, hey, your identity was stolen. And it was used to post this comment on the FCC's website. Most likely, people have no idea that this happened to them. And that's really where we get into the scary territory. So over a year ago in New York, the Attorney General's office there began its own investigation and issued subpoenas to over a dozen telecommunications lobbying groups this past October. So they suspect that the actual lobbying groups are the ones behind this big fake kind of posting. And the Attorney General's offices in Massachusetts and Washington, D.C. are working now with New York, and they've also issued some subpoenas. So we'll figure out eventually where it came from and what happened. And from my hope is that I hope that they do alert the public and let people know if they were a victim of this attack.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's not good news. Let's see if we can find some more news that's better from the world of technology right after this.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
All right, let's get to what Levi's is doing with Google. Shall we do that, Victoria?
Yeah, here's some cool news. So Google and Levi's, which is, of course, denim, they've teamed up to make a jacquard, which is like a thick, heavy denim. It's a smart jacket, and they introduced a new function that's designed to stop you from leaving your phone behind whenever, wherever you go. So the jacket is called, the feature is called Always Together, and it's an automatic alert that goes off if your jacket moves too far away from your phone. And then if you separate from your phone, let's say you leave it in a restaurant, your jacket will vibrate on the side of the arm, and you'll get a notification from the sleeve. It will blink and vibrate to let you know, hey, your phone has gotten too far away from the jacket. And the jacket also has touch inputs to control things like your smartphone using music controls, navigation pings with Google Maps. It's got a lot of high-tech stuff in it. This is sort of like the wave of the future. Wearable tech is now really expanding into fashion. However, here's the bad news. It's $350. So, I don't know if it'll be on your Christmas list this year, but eventually the prices will come down.
All right, somebody's got to get a conscience there. Doesn't sound like they have one at the moment. It's Christmas, after all. At 59.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.